What's up, good people? You already know what time it is. Another episode of King's Landing. It's your boy, Jerry King. Go ahead, follow me on Twitter at @_TheKing_. Follow my brother, Brian King, at KingHead57 on Twitter and Instagram. Shout out to the good people, the Barber's Chair Network. We got some good stuff going on over there. You know, they had Jeff Allen on. You know, they get the stars on at the Barber's Chair Network. Y'all shoot, tap in, man. You know, subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. Visit the bcnet.com for more podcasts. You already know, you know, the good people, man. Shout out to them. But you know, we had to wait. We had to wait a little bit, man. You know, it's Black History Month. Falcons got a black head coach. It's just, you know, the sun shines a little brighter. It's not Belichick.
It's not Belichick.
It's not Belichick.
Coming home.
That's what he said. He said it multiple times. It's a homecoming. I'm back home. We said it. He needed to come on home. It just wasn't nothing else to talk about. Like, he been here. He knows us. He knows the city. He knows the team.
Come on, baby. Could and came home. Yeah. Wouldn't seen the world, won Super Bowl, and he'd be like, all right, come to the crib. We got unfinished business.
Let me go back home because, yeah, I got unfinished business. I got to bring y'all something that we ain't bringing home last time, but I owe you.
My boy on the West Coast just showed me how to win it. That's what else I like, that McVay connection that we got out there.
Man,
how long is McVay gonna keep coaching?
Hey, we ain't talking about McVay, baby. We hear about Raheem Morris, baby. I ain't got time for nobody else. I'm Raheem Morris. We can talk about McVay in June when we ain't got nothing else to talk about. I'm here for my dog. Hey, Ra, I got a little wine for you. I don't know if you're listening. You're gonna listen to it.
Give him a little Atlanta specialty.
Exactly, baby.
The real ones know about it. What you know about that one?
Come on now. Yeah, man. Shoot. Pull one up for Ra. Raheem Morris back in the building. You know, a lot of folks had some comments. They weren't too excited about the hire. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I'm not gonna down nobody, you know. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. You know, a lot of people shrouded it with a lot of wait and see rhetoric. I'm not going to wait and see. Robin, one of my favorite coaches. That was our pick on a couple episodes throughout this whole head coaching journey. He was, you know, 21-38 as a head coach. We talked about it, though. Not like he was set up well in Tampa Bay. But there is nothing that I do at 20 that I don't do better today.
All facts.
Last time he was a head coach was 15 years ago.
Sheesh. That was 15 years that fast?
He was hired 15 years ago. Yeah, man. That was pre-Julio. Now think about it. Maybe Julio's rookie season. But yeah, that was early Matt, early Roddy, Michael Turner. And yeah, that was 15 of them. So it's like,
young man.
Yeah. You 32 trying to coach a football team, bro. Come on. Come on, man. So, like, I was just excited, man. The press conference, bro. I remember Arthur Smith's press conference. It was like, oh, he's different. Like, I heard Art in Nashville, so like it didn't shock me, but everybody was like, who is this? We're going from Dan Quinn. I'm fired up. I'm pumped. I can't wait to Art was I still think Art was on the spectrum. I think
mildly. He got a mild case.
Yeah, I think he on the spectrum. So I think that. Was
he, just... I think he's on that side that's like the brilliant side, not the slow side.
He's the brilliant but asshole side. So like he don't not deal with people.
Right.
Lock him in a room and he can come up with some schemes, but you make him coach and like interact with the whole team. It's like, I got to talk to the media. I don't like y'all. I think y'all don't know what I'm doing, but it's just night and day. That man, Rob, from day one, him and Terry talking about feels like we've known each other forever.
I told you the cousin that came home.
Cuz. Hey, cuz, I heard about you, man. You the cuz from the West Coast, cuz.
Dap them up and everything.
Well, he already hit him with, I'm trying to get like you, bruh. Bruh. Like, I don't have any complaints. Like, that was the best. They could have tossed me a helmet and I'd have been out there. I'd have went out there and been a gunner.
I'm not a gunner.
I would have played on Monday, bruh.
Hilarious.
I was that excited. Shoot. If Rock came up to me and said, hey, we short. You don't even have to. You don't have to pay me. I am getting down there.
Don't even need to know how short.
Yeah, man.
A gunner. That would be hilarious.
Hey. Get off the ball. Well, I ain't getting off the line. I'm double teamed into the dirt. Looking like a dumbass. I'm getting drugged along the dirt. Like, damn. Hey, I gave you what I had, coach. You knew what you were getting when you asked me.
That's the thing, folks don't understand how, like, that's a difficult position. Like, a gunner, you still got to get down there and compete.
You got to get off a double team and sprint faster than the ball.
Right.
And stay in bounds. You can't just run around.
You can't just run around. You got to go through it.
Yeah.
Fight. And you know, these corners, I mean, I guess they would be considered corners. Who's the opposite of a gunner? What's they called? What's their name?
Cover men, I guess. Blockers.
Yeah. They strong. They ain't put nobody that's little over there blocking.
And they planted it up your ass.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, bro, that man Rod gave us quote after quote after quote.
Bars.
Bro said, it starts with the mentality before it's a reality. Come on. You right.
Well, I like that one.
Put me in this. Look, you. Put me in the game. I'd be the 53rd man on the roster.
That's funny.
Like, he was, I mean, and it's like it helps. It's like he's been around, like you said, it's like to have come from McVay, been with Kyle, to failed as a head coach. It's like, bro, but like to have all these other head coaches asking him, I ain't been no head coach, bro. What is this like?
Mm-hmm.
And for him to beat him to easily have all this stuff to bounce off of. And it's like he, you know, a couple of points he made, he was like, you know, everybody's like, oh, you coached on both sides of the ball. He was like, but that happened in Atlanta. That didn't happen anywhere else until I was here. He was like,
right.
The coach I became here is why I'm back today. And it's like, facts, bro. Like, you were just a defensive mm-hmm. coach. You were a DB coach who failed as a head coach.
Right.
And now it's like, I get to be back and thank y'all. Like, yeah, he didn't get the job when he was interim, but again, interim coaches just don't get the job. Like, Antonio Pierce, shout out to him.
Rare case, Antonio Pierce, LB.
Yeah, bro, it just doesn't happen, but.
Lock that one up, too. I like that he got my boy from Pittsburgh, Coach Tomlin, speaking highly of him.
Exactly. Like, nobody had to say nothing. Mm-mm. Look at the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
They silent about the enemy. No shots fired, but it's like folks been pounding the table for the enemy for 2-3 seasons. Now he's out of a job and nobody's going to bat for him.
That's ugly.
It speaks volumes. It's like, I don't know what's going on, but they do, and they're not saying nothing.
An assistant. Is he going to the college ranks?
Go on ahead, go to Colorado, bro. Go ahead, hang out with Prime, bro.
Like, what you gonna do, bro? Like, but you said we're not talking about him or them.
You know,
birds only.
Hey, baby, man. Hey, it's a good day, baby. My dog said, priority number one, we got to win this out. He smiled the whole press conference. They said, what look like success? We got to win this out. No smile. Yeah. Cool. You right. And it's like, again, we got a coach who knows these rivalries. Like, he going to take mm-hmm. the Saints rivalry serious. He right. like, bro, Bucks ain't – I owe the Bucks. Like, I got to right. get you every time. And the Panthers
and Belichick wouldn't give a damn about beating the Bucks. Tom Brady ain't there.
He just like
– you got to look at the why. You got to look at what's driving him, what's motivating him. Raheem Moore's got way more drive and motivation than – Bill Belly.
Exactly.
And I feel like that was our way to give like a little kick in the nuts to Belichick on his way out. We ain't gonna hire him. We're hiring the dude that was with us when you beat us.
Hey. You thought now look at you.
Bill Belichick is upset about the Falcons. Oh well.
That man, he thought that was his job. He said, Hey, all right, let me get on the yacht, talk sweet to you. Terry said, cut that shit.
Give me that shit, boy. Get out of here. Snatch this off you.
Cut that shit out. Boy, I swear, man, if it would have been Bill, but it wasn't. We ain't even talking about what ifs.
Talking about a dream. That is Raheem.
He came out. He could say it. We've had limited conversations about the quarterback situation.
We got to build the coaching staff. I could talk about the coaching staff the whole offseason. I don't have to say one word about the quarterback.
Yep. I love the punt, man, but it's like it's real. Like, and he said, look, I had Matt Ryan. I had Matt Stafford. I'm going to let you know what the standard of quarterback play is going to be.
Hey. And then, interesting enough, naming players, I got Drake London and Bijan. Those are calculated words.
I mean, Kyle was hurt. I did get a little messy. I said, he didn't say Kyle Pitts.
This is a calculated man. Because he could have easily added a third. He had time.
Kyle better get his shit together. Folks been giving me shit for being on Kyle's ass, but hey, you 6'6", 250 running a 4.4. I don't want to hear nothing about nothing. I'm looking at Sam Laporta in the playoffs with a bum knee. Eat. But I gotta make excuses for you for 2 years talking about, well, it's the quarterback. It's the quarterback.
Mm-mm. Oh, bro. You ain't getting open, bro. Man.
We gonna see.
What year is this for him?
It's just year three. Just year four. But, like, that's why it's, like, also, like, you finally got an offensive coordinator in Zach Robinson who is going to play 2024 football. Like, you know, we gave Art credit. It's like, okay, if we're going to go positionless, I see the vision. It's going to be, like, you know, Niners, like, but you ain't do it. Like, You got all the talent. You built the team to be X kind of team and ended up running Y-type plays. And everybody's like, bro, what are we doing? We throwing about 40 times with Ritter.
What are we doing?
We were in one-score games, what, 14 out of 17? 13, 14 out of 17. So there was no reason for your shaky quarterback to be throwing the ball 10 times a quarter. And your stud players to not be getting force fed.
Right.
So
silly.
That's why I'm excited about Zach Robinson, man. For him to see, hey, he helped Baker. He helped
I'll
Baker.
I'll tell you one thing that'll change too. We're gonna have some burgers.
We're gonna score points. We've been begging for 30 points
for a calendar year. For a calendar year.
A whole calendar year, bro.
Ain't getting there.
You scored 29 points on the Falcons. You won.
That's like 13 in Lamar.
Ooh.
We ain't talking about them.
Ooh. Fuck. Shots of fire. Hey, we're going to see Lamar in July. We're going to bring that topic up. Once I have a quarterback, I can talk shit about Lamar, but until the end.
We got one. Don't worry. He coming.
We're going to have one. We got one right now. But yeah, man, like, it's like, I feel like, and like, I mean, you saw it, like, they hired Terry and they hired Art because they wanted Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith was not Terry's pick. And
facts. You could tell now.
It's quite, it's like before, it's like, well, they can work together. They'll figure it out, blah, blah, blah. Now it's like, I can only imagine Terry on some, like, you want who? And you want to do what? And like, just look at what he did for Ryan Nielsen in one offseason and what he did for what Arthur Smith got in three. And it's like, that's how you know it won, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Nielsen knew exactly who he needed, what he needed. Terry went and got it. Art ain't have a clue. Art stumbled.
Interesting part now. I'm sorry.
Art stumbled into Ryan Tannehill. They already had Derrick Henry. They already had Corey Davis. They already had Jonnu. So it's not like he was in the draft rooms on some like, oh, this is what I need to make my scheme work. It was just, okay, I got the best running back in the league. I'm gonna hand it off to him and then play action off of it. Tannehill just happened to be having the best seasons of his life.
He could run a little bit.
Yeah. Like it was that the inflection point of where the league was going from pocket passer to mobile passer. And Tannehill was right in that mix. He was literally the improved version of Matt Ryan for two seasons. If you gave Matt Ryan a smaller frame but could run, that was Ryan Tannehill for two seasons.
Two seasons.
Two. And they got to the AFC Championship game. They had a lead on the Chiefs. They sniffed it. And then you got to Atlanta and you had to build from scratch. And it was like, I don't know.
This ain't honky-tonk.
So, but hey,
all right, cool.
Good luck in Pittsburgh. What's up?
Ben Johnson gives me those vibes.
We in Atlanta.
We're not talking about them either. Team. The dream.
But yeah. I mean, it's, and the good part about it too is that they really only need a wide receiver. I mean, wide receiver.
Who's they?
Quarterback. You get a quarterback. You already got your
Falcons.
Yeah.
Okay.
You already got your wide receiver, your tight end, your running game, your O-line. Like we've talked about it ad nauseum. That the roster is primed to go to the postseason.
Mm-hmm. Prime. That's what I was gonna say. I'm sorry. Speaking of the roster, what are we doing on defense? Because Nielsen is gone. Are we keeping these same key pieces in these same roles? Are we going to be drafting? Kalen Ellis and Big Fella.
Oh, no, they there. On your mind, we here.
Okay.
We good up the middle. We good right up the middle. DT set, linebacker set, safety set. It's
You know what I've always said. You know you got to be good that right there in the middle at all three levels. That lets you know how good a defense is.
Yep. You gotta go out there mm-hmm. to win. So yeah, like I don't know what scheme they runs. Like you know, Jimmy Lake was out here in Washington. Go Huskies. Go Dogs.
Wrong Dogs.
But when he was coordinator, it was like a different league. Like, it's like, I don't know how to judge college defensive coordinator play to the NFL. Because it's like, what you got to do in college is different because your talent is different. They run crazy offensive schemes. The hashes are different. So you playing different leverages in space. I don't know. But at least I know he was in L.A. with Raheem. And so it's not like he's trying to teach him something completely different or completely foreign, where it's like, I don't even know Jimmy beyond our time in Tampa or something, right? Something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, which they were in Tampa together. They know they go back. But, you know, I don't know. I don't got a read for you on defense. I mean, we're going to see when they sign some players. Like, Buzz a free agent. Calais is a free agent. Lorenzo Carter probably gets cut. So, like, that's a whole revamp of your edge room. But if you go sign Danielle Hunter and draft Jared Verse at 8, you still got Zach Harrison. You still got Taquan Graham. You know what I'm saying? It's like
that's half a whole Grady.
You said what?
Half a Grady.
Half a Grady.
We getting a whole Grady back, or we going to get a half a Grady?
Oh, Grady back in the weight room.
Okay, just so the people know.
Grady only 31, baby.
Okay, just so the people know.
And Grady got Rod now?
A powerful force in Atlanta.
Grady got Rod now. Remember, A.J. Terrell was a rookie with Rod. Like, they noticed. That's why I'm like. That's what I'm like,
hey, coach.
I know you. They can't. The group chat, like, bro, it's up. It's up. Real. In the weight room, baby.
Coach. Outside. So yeah, I wish the best for the brother, the young brother.
And it's like I like that. Raheem came out. He was like, "I ain't calling plays. Jimmy gonna call plays. I'm just head coach." It's like, bad. Just be the coach, bro. Like,
coach,
you know both sides of the ball. That's the benefit you bring to the table. Mm-hmm. Just be raw. Just be raw. He can go be Harbaugh. He can go be Tomlin. Don't be worried about calling plays and all that, bro. Like,
If you look at it across the league. He fits with the young, brightest minds out there, like the new wave of coaches that people don't, you know, that aren't aware of. I think we're having a coaching renaissance as well in the NFL.
Yep.
You know, we just got rid of all those quarterbacks, and now this league goes in waves. I think that's what we're looking at right now.
Facts. Nope. Was nobody hired over 50?
Yeah, the old guys are gone.
Belly gone. Carroll gone. Let Andy Reid win.
That's why I wasn't crazy about Slacks.
Come on, man. He's going to bring the red Cartiers into town. The khakis. Come on now.
Cartier's on calling them buffs, but these are not buffs.
That's really why he went to LA. He was like, damn buffs, $3,500. I can't be buying a new pair.
Buffs ran them off.
But yeah, I mean, I'm excited, man. We got Zach Robinson. I told you, Zach Robinson gonna come.
Hey, Zach, we done told you by the end of the year, big fella was a problem.
No, coordinator, not Zach Harrison. You talking?
I'm sorry. I'm thinking Zach Harrison. Yeah. Still, he was a problem too. My bad, y'all.
That's why. That's why I'm not too worried about the defense. Like, they got the pieces, bro. Defense at worst gonna be mid. Get a quarterback, and the scheme gonna work. Cause it's like he got to help develop Stafford. He got to help develop Baker, which remember when he was leaving LA, they was like, oh, the Baker leaving LA is a different quarterback. Mm-hmm. And people want to give him credit for it. That ain't Baker that was coming from the Panthers.
Right. Baker coming from the Panthers was sloppy.
Baker coming from the Panthers was ass, but remember Baker the Rams won that game. Baker was on the ass for 2 days and was balling. So it's like Baker was there, man.
Baker showed up. Baker had a good year this year. I gotta get the old Baker. We talked shit about Baker. Hey,
I credit what credit due, bro. Baker,
yeah.
Baker balled out.
He played some good football this year.
Zach Robinson, a part of that. He was with Goff, Carson Wentz. So it's like he and Stafford. So it's like he has seen the gamut of number one overall pick, number one overall pick, number one overall pick, number two overall pick, but the range of outcomes where it's like Stafford was, you know, the savior.
Right.
Carson Wentz was a retread. Baker was like, don't nobody want Baker. Baker was on his third team. That boy went from
Baker was on his way out. Baker was about to Johnny Manziel that thing.
Baker was on the way out. And so it's like, you got that as a quarterback coach, and he the OC now, and we went from him from Ragone to this,
right? Yes, sir. So, the whisper.
Just
bring. I hope we can keep him. I think he's gonna be the one that's gonna get a head coaching job.
Oh, you got 2 years with a coordinator these days, bro.
Okay.
They said every offensive coordinator has been replaced since 2022.
Oh yeah, right. That's what I'm saying, right.
He gonna be gone. I'm ready for it. But you got a coach who know how to stack talent, mm-hmm. and got relationship to these folks. Where it's like nobody was hiring nobody from our staff.
Right.
They wasn't even asking.
Nope. All right, guys. That's it. I mean, that's it.
That's all I got. Who else do you know in the league? That's probably why he didn't fire Ragone. He probably was like, I don't have a replacement.
Yeah.
He didn't replace Charles London. Charles London went to the Titans to be their OC. No, he was he's a quarterback coach, went to the Titans to be the OC. Never replaced him as a quarterback coach. Just made Ragone the quarterback coach, kept him as the OC. And it's like, bro, why you ain't just move T.J. Yates to quarterback coach and find a receivers coach? That means you didn't know nobody.
It made too much sense.
Hey.
Why is T.J. Yates teaching receivers?
Come on, man.
Imagine now quarterbacks with an actual quarterback coach and the receivers with an actual receiver coach and a head coach.
And it's like
that doesn't just coach offensive line.
I'm not mad at trying to make TJ Yates the wide receivers coach, but once you saw they weren't developing and you kept sticking, because it's like they made Raheem Morris the wide receivers coach, so it's like we were like, why you make a DB's coach the receivers coach? Okay, I kind of get what you're going for, and then when they balled out, it's like, cool, I'm gonna let you run with it, bro. They balling, but it's like the receivers weren't running good routes. And you said, I'm going to just leave him there. It's not him, Mr. Players.
To make matters worse, where was Bijan practicing? Was he with them receivers too?
Yeah, I bet you they had Bijan doing everything.
Just sloppy. Like, I think that's the part that bothers me. We wasted a great rookie year.
Didn't he get my dog 1,000 yards?
Mm-mm. So no, you're not better than Algier, sir.
You're not better than Algier. That's exactly what I was about to say. You can't be better than Algier.
No, sorry, you're still a rookie,
bruh.
Bijan, no bias, is the best back in the league.
That's big bias, but go for it. We talk. Who's about better?
Going forward the next 5 years.
CMC, bro.
I don't think he got 5 years left, brother. Them bones finna get brittle.
We're gonna see, but if I had to put money on it, he's the only one. I will give you that. Like Bijan should take the crown from him as that type of back where it's like you can't guard him. He's sliding through holes that don't exist. You can't guard him in the open field. Blah 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 blah. So I agree, but until C Mac slow down, because Derrick Henry too. What's your phone to go? Derrick Henry too.
Derrick Henry number two in the league
right now until he slow down.
What did he do this year? Did he get 1,000 yards?
Yeah. What did he get?
No, I don't think he did. He might have got 1,013.
That boy got 1,200 yards, 12 touchdowns.
I ain't no big monster was running like that. My bad.
Yes, that's what I'm like. Until they slow down, because he should be out of gas. You would have thought.
Remember that's what I'm thinking, right?
It was like, okay, it's about the end of it. No, bro, he gave you 1,200 yards and 12 touchdowns.
12 for 12.
So, yeah, bro, but, like, I do agree, like, Bijan should be right there. I don't know what they were doing. Like, the run game got lazy. His routes got uncreative. Like, we were sending him out there in them flat routes to get destroyed, like Sheldon Brown did Reggie Bush.
Oof.
I'll never forget that. That was one of them hits where I was like, bruh.
He's dead.
Bruh. They did Reggie like that?
They just did Reggie Bush getting hate up like that, boy. But
the league is different.
I was like, oh my God, they'd have killed him.
That boy was
older. He spoke like a lunchbox.
Reggie was fucking everybody up in the open field. He got to the league and about died.
Boom.
And damn. Art sent that boy Bijan to do the same thing. Bijan didn't run the same way the rest of the season after he got hit like that.
Pissed off. What are you doing?
That boy set that man up. So again, Bijan and Arthur Smith scheme, that boy don't make it. He don't make it six, seven years.
No, not at all.
He don't. But in a Kyle type scheme, because think about it, Christian McCaffrey, when last time he got tagged?
He'll be getting tagged.
He don't really be getting hit like that. Like he'll go into the pile, but like you ain't never seen a linebacker like
that. Right. Smoke him.
So yeah. I can't wait. And then now you got Drake London, man. Go get Ladd McConkey. I'm going to say this every time we record. Ladd McConkey is the prototype of a Rams receiver. He's baby Cooper Kupp. He is Robert Woods 2.0. He's unguardable. He did it in the SEC. He's from UGA. Just you put Ladd McConkey in this offense, he's going to give you 1,000 yards every year.
Every year.
Every single year. Every one of them, bro. I was not a Ladd McConkey believer because, you know, I don't watch college football like that. I'm definitely not watching UGA like that. I turned that tape on. I said, bro, nobody could guard him. Like, I scrutinized wide receivers because I'm like, all right. When a highly athletic black corner gets on you, can you get loose? Bro was open against everybody. Florida State, I'm wide open. Alabama, I'm wide open. And I'm eating hits first down. I'm like, and he running away. I said, bro.
Lab.
No question. Ladd McConkey with Drake London. Hey, you mess around, go sign Marquise Brown or something. Bro.
So you want Blaze? You want just straight Blaze.
That's all that's left.
What about? Would you be against taking a receiver in the first round?
I would take Malik Nabers at 8. Okay, I would take Romeo Odunze at 8. I would trade up for Marvin Harrison Jr., bruh. Yes.
You know, I touched on the Bears drafting Marvin Harrison. Would it be possible? Would you be open to trading for Justin Fields and then trading up for Marvin Harrison?
I got shout out my fellow Falcon fans, the people at Twisted Torch. They were talking about this earlier today. That very thing. You get a second. You give a second with Justin Fields, and then you say, I'm moving up to 3 or 4 or whatever to get Marvin Harrison Jr.
Would you be against trading a future first to do that?
He the next thing since Julio.
And we ain't had a Julio since Raheem.
And we
ain't got
that far. And we don't even have to go. Yes. If they said give me 1-2-1 to move up, cool. And I'm
put
already
in the book and cook.
I'm already prepared for people to say, see, we're doing the same thing again. What about a pass rush?
Points.
When I can go up 15, 20 points, because I got Drake, Marvin Harrison, Pitts, Bijan, Justin Fields.
Stop it.
And I'm just shoving the ball down your throat, and you gotta play catch up.
Stop it. The Falcons are back.
Yeah, do that foolishness. We putting up 40 points.
Fuck these picks.
Fuck 30, bro. I'm getting 40 burgers. I'm getting multiple 40 burgers if you let me get Justin Fields and Marvin Harrison Jr.
Cookbook.
Fact. Because think like, yes, go 3 wide. Let Pitts get healthy. 3 wide, Drake London, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Kyle Pitts.
Smoke them.
And I got Bijan in the backfield.
Smoke them.
And again, the receivers are a dime a dozen, so I can still get in the third round. I can go get a slot that runs a 4-3.
Where is McConkey going?
McConkey lock him in top 50. He's not 50, going in the first.
Would you go back to back at first and second?
He not going. Yes, I'm taking Lat McConkey is going to be on my team. If I moved up and no, because I wouldn't have my second if I had the, if I got Fields and Marvin Harrison Jr., I wouldn't because I'm giving up my second to get Fields and I'm giving up my first and second to get Marvin Harrison. So I wouldn't have my second to get McConkey. But well, you Marvin let him be there in the third. I trade a future second to go get him. I believe in Ladd that highly. I think he is the one, bro. Oh my God. Turn the tape on. You go turn
I
it on.
Turn the tape on. I done seen the tape. I've been watching him. He's been all over Insta X. Bro. Can't miss him.
Unguardable. But yeah, I think that's
the squad right there.
I tried Richie
Marvin Harrison Jr. That's the squad.
I trot Richie out there at safety if that means my offense putting up 35 points a game. Because you know why?
Trotting Richie.
You know why? At the end of the day, football is about who has the most points at the end of the game.
Big facts.
It is. We love defense. But if you got 0 points, bro, you can't win.
That's why we love defense so much.
Because you can't, if I can keep you from scoring, now I got a chance. But I need my chance to be a good chance.
Mm-hmm.
Like we sitting there watching the Niners with Diamador Lenore.
Baller. Brother's a baller.
Corner. But he got room for error because Brock Purdy putting up 30.
Mm-hmm. Purdy 30.
He goes. I'm going to gamble on this pick because Brock got my back on the other side. Christian McCaffrey going to tote one for 50. And you're like,
Debo going to break one.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. My bad. I got burned. Get us back, though. Get us back.
Cool.
Yes, bro. I'm fully on board. If you look at all the mock drafts, the top 10 is all offense except for the Falcons. Falcons are the only team going defense. And I'm like,
surprise, surprise. Right there.
I'll go Malik at 8. And I will not think twice.
You could go Malik at 8 and then still sign T. Higgins.
Well, if they signed T. Higgins, I would want him to go pass rusher at 8. But if they did that, you're not hearing a complaint from me. Because, again, we got a coach who has been with offensive powerhouse head coaches. Brother was with Kyle, even though he's a coordinator here. Kyle said, we're going to score points. That's why we lost the Super Bowl, because we was going to score more points. Facts. Bro's playing for touchdowns, not field goals.
We were there.
We were there.
We were out there like my boy from the Lions.
Yeah, bro. Dan Campbell. That's why I respect it. Alex Anzalone said, we were 0-10-1 and then went to the NFC Championship game because we took every gamble. He was like, so yeah, mm-hmm. I'm fine losing that game like that. He was like, if we would have kicked that field goal, I would have been like, what?
What are you doing?
They might have won the game. But in the moment, you're like, that's not who we are. Mm-mm. So, yeah. Like, that's why I'm like, it's like the Falcons with Raheem got a blank slate with a good roster.
If that's that'd the been best. Tainted a little bit. You know, there's some haters. I said, that'd been tainted a little bit. You know, some haters out there.
Always haters. What the haters talking about?
It's, you know, he lost the he went on the team that lost the Super Bowl too.
Hey, baby. Hey.
And you know they like to pull up that 2020 year too. That don't count. Who won the Super Bowl 2020?
LeBron James. Oh no. Exactly.
4 years ago.
Who won that?
Exactly.
Was that Brady?
Probably so. He won all of them except for like two.
Bum ass Brady went and got the COVID ring.
He got the COVID ring.
Bum ass.
Exactly.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Folks just love. It's like, come on, man. Rod took a 0-5 team and they went what? 4-7?
Yeah.
That boy Dan Quinn was getting cooked out the box, out the gate. Straight cook.
Man, folks, that was tough.
Folks forget what happened in the chapters of the book. They just remember the book. They forget, bro. We came out the gate 0-5, 2 years in a row. So yeah, I mean, Ross seen it, man. Like that's why I'm excited. Ross seen it. Quarterback is the biggest question, but you got a good offensive coordinator. I don't know Jimmy, so I can't say we got a good defensive coordinator. I mean, I'm projecting on Zach Robinson, but you know, you still got Rob as the coordinator mind. So it's not like we lack of talent. We kept Jerry Gray. Shout out to old dog.
Hey, he talked that cash at the end of that Aints game.
You a bitch ass motherfucker. You probably saw that and said, yeah, Jerry, you want to stay?
Hey, I saw that clip. They said, did y'all see the black man behind him? I was like, I didn't even see a black man walking. And then seeing him red them lips, I say, oh, yeah. Old hell was pissed.
Pissed.
And that was old J-Mo doing.
Hey, speaking of J-Mo. J-Mo to Atlanta?
Fuck no. I wouldn't be against it, though. It would be hilarious. J-Mo don't fuck with Atlanta.
You know, you missed it.
Yeah.
They asked him. They said
Cam in Atlanta before J-Mo.
They asked Cam ain't read a playbook or put on a uniform. But, hey, shout out my dog Cam, man. Cam, you always welcome.
I'm telling you.
But they asked J-Mo. They said, these cities he named: Denver, Pittsburgh, Seattle, Atlanta, blah blah blah. He said, "Oh, I wonder why those cities." They're like just random cities. Jamo said, well, you know, I grew up in Birmingham, hour and a half from Atlanta. So, you know, it'd be real nice for my family.
My family.
J-Mo could come to Atlanta. Bruh, I got no beef with J-Mo.
Oh, no, ain't no beef with J-Mo. J-Mo gonna have us cracking up laughing the whole time.
That's what he said. He said, because it's not even about the city I go to. I'm the city, because I'm a man of increase.
Yeah.
So wherever I go, you gonna see increase. Come to Atlanta. J-Mo said, J-Mo. I ain't worried about starting, bro. Mm-mm. I'll be a good locker room presence. I'll be a good presence for the city. I'm a man of God. I'm going to stay out of trouble. Teammate. You can't. That's why I ain't mad at what J-Mo did. J-Mo said, I wasn't trying to run a score up on the Falcons. I just wanted my teammate to
doing it for my boy.
It's my teammate. Mm-hmm. None of y'all are going to remember this moment, but my except teammate will remember that forever. I made sure he got a touchdown.
Forever.
J-Mo,
and then it's like you said, you can't even hate on that man, because like Jamal Williams went from leading the league and breaking records, scoring touchdowns, to nothing.
To nothing, bro. That was a hard season for him. Mm-mm.
I give you one.
Hey, bro, we close. We close, bro. I know we're supposed to kneel, but just dive in.
My boy said,
I'm supposed to be over here. Look, y'all wanted y'all coach fired anyway, right?
Right. You couldn't even hate on it on both sides.
And my dog said, glory to God.
Oh, man.
Shout out J-Mo, man. Hey, look. I ain't never shouted out no Saints player, but J-Mo not even a Saints player. J-Mo
is an NFC South representative.
He is, man. That's even more reason he should be a Falcon, bro. He should only be an NFC South quarterback. He got to make his rounds.
Right. He's going to end up in Carolina.
Yeah, man. Exactly, man. I got J-Mo not even – J-Mo is not even trying to take your quarterback job. J-Mo wants your quarterback to do great. He was pumping up Derek Carr. That boy was ass. He probably was like, hey, Derek, you got to see that. Derek Carr was like,
get out my face, Jameis.
Hey, Derek, Jesse watching you. You know who out there? Jesse watching you. He threw that pick six. He probably said, told you. Mm-mm. But yeah, man, we're gonna get into free agency soon, real soon. Combine at the end of the month, man. Free agency starts March 13th.
Ooh. Making your rounds.
We're gonna
making
find rounds. Out. Exactly. We're gonna find out if Justin Fields gets traded before the before March 13th. We're gonna hear rumblings at the end of the month. You know, they always talk at the combine. So
you're right.
We're going to hear rumblings. I mean, it only makes sense, bro. Nobody's going to wait until the draft to make that trade. You got Kirk Cousins about to hit the market. Russell Wilson going to hit the market. Jameis going to hit the market. Gardner Minshew going to hit the market. Like, teams going to go and plug their quarterback hole, and then you're going to be sitting here getting nothing for Justin Fields hoping for a draft day trade.
Brother, who was Raheem Morris's quarterback in Tampa?
Josh Freeman.
Okay.
He was not. I saw where you were going, Josh Freeman.
I was about to say, boy.
He had J-Mo before J-Mo.
No. Josh Freeman was not no J-Mo.
Yeah, he was J-Mo 1.0, man. Jameis is Josh Freeman 2.0. He just got a better head on his shoulders and stuck around. Josh Freeman. Remember, now, Josh Freeman put up points his second season.
He was a blip, though.
Like, that's what I'm saying. J-Mo 2.0. J-Mo was a blip. J-Mo gave you 30.
J-Mo has some longevity, though. J-Mo's been in the league for a minute.
J-Mo gave you 30 and 30 and ain't seen a starting snap since.
Hey, man. You can't tell me a Josh Freeman play. That boy J-Mo gave us hits over the course of his career.
Shout out J-Mo, man. I don't know nobody who hates J-Mo, bro. That shit is funny. Only people who hate J-Mo.
He good for the game.
They holding them crab legs against him, man. Let that go, bro.
Crab legs. Such an old story.
That's a decade ago, bro. That was pre-COVID, man. Whatever you did pre-COVID, bro, the clock restarted, bro.
Hey, man.
But, yeah. Man.
It's going to be fun. We might as well do a special over-under, huh?
Hey, baby. Wins? 10-0. No.
It's oh, just shit. One game.
Oh. I was ready, bro.
Oh, no. Yeah, you done got on your 10-win jump already. No.
Because my Super brother's going to take us to the promised land. Oh, yeah, it is the promised land.
Yeah, I mean, Super Bowl.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
What is the over-under? You got it up?
Not yet. But give me like 5 seconds. We need some intermission music.
Hey, so while we look this up, Falcon fans, let that Kyle hate out your heart.
I swear, because you can't advance with that hate in your heart. It look ugly on you.
Yeah, man, y'all got wrinkles and all that shit. Let that hate out your heart. Kyle is the reason the Falcons even saw that Super Bowl. That defense was ranked 27th in the league. Of course they were going to blow a lead. They blew leads all season.
I might take a trip to tennis this weekend. Go and place me a bet.
Let's do it. Ooh-wee.
Yeah,
matchup predictor got the Niners winning 60% of the time. Over under is 47.5 for the Niners by 1.5.
You know that man that did psychic on Hard Knocks predicted that the Jets were gonna win. But Miko Hardman predicted that. And Miko Hardman on the Kansas City Chiefs. So Miko Hardman saw himself winning a Super Bowl. So we gonna see.
He said, I'm gonna win a Super Bowl. I don't know about y'all.
And Aaron Rodgers.
This is gonna be a fun one. I mean
47.5.
Yeah.
I'm going over. I'm going over. Actually. I'm going slightly under. I'm going 46.
You're getting a 22-20. What are we getting?
26?
21-23. 46? Yeah, that's
21-23. Yeah. I think it's going to be better defense played in this game than we expect.
I'm going to take the over. I'm going to take the over. I just think 21-23, that's a hard one to land on. I think you're going to get something like 27-24 before 21-23.
Well, the three is going to win the Super Bowl.
I'm with you on the field goal going for the win. I don't think nobody breaks 30. But
I don't think nobody breaks 30.
Yeah, we talk about just cracking 20.
Yeah, it's going to be too many nerves. It's going to be good defense.
That's what I'm like. They've been there, bro. Like, it's just I learned my lesson against betting against Patrick Mahomes.
Bet the over.
Yeah, bro. Been in the Super Bowl. This
is not the same. It's not the same offense, though, bro. That's what I'm saying.
But it's him. That's
you think Kelce finna go the fuck off again like he went against Fred Warner? You know Fred Warner play that defensive coverage now.
You know who's going to be at the game?
Taylor.
You know how many highlights they're going to have for Kelce to show Taylor?
And that's why it's not. We're going to see a depressed Taylor Swift.
They're not going to let that girl be on TV sad.
Niners Nation don't give a damn about none of that.
I can't bet against Pat, bro. I can't bet against Spags. But it's also like the Niners have the talent, but not the quarterback.
I'm going Niners. The Chiefs. Brock Purdy led me to the promised land this year.
I'm smack in the middle, bro. Like, because it's like I can't bet against Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Spagnuolo, but I don't like his receivers, and his O-line be shaky sometimes. But then,
is Kadarius Toney gonna play?
No, hell no. That boy will drop the. He will be the reason they lose.
That's so fucked up, bro. Bro, it's good, man. They just they do my dog dirty. He can't get John it together. Ross.
He is John Ross. That boy's ass.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man, yeah. I don't know which way I'm gonna go. I'm gonna say score 28-24. I'm gonna put it just out of reach of a field goal.
Harrison Bucker for the win.
No. Isaiah Pacheco on the ground to take the Chiefs up 28-24. Brock Purdy magic runs out. Patrick Mahomes cements his legacy in the three-ring club. 28-24 Chiefs. And guess what? Taylor Swift gets on stage and says, "Go Joe Biden."
That's exactly why that's not happening. All the cap.
They said that shit on Fox. They were like, "Oh my gosh, she's gonna get on stage and endorse Joe Biden." What? But no, I think the Chiefs win. That Taylor Swift, yeah, I can't bet against Taylor Swift either.
Yeah, boy, you about to make me get in trouble. I'm not finna say it, but you know what I'm thinking.
Hey, I'm not saying I agree, but this is America. She just won her fourth album of the year Grammy. On Sunday, and you want to follow it up with her boyfriend winning the Super Bowl? We going to Disney World? Bro, you know how much money? You know how much money we talking about? Ooh, because you ain't never seen a star as big as Taylor Swift on a float in Disney World.
And that's why you're not going to see it.
I would have no problems. I that's why I'm on the fence. If the Niners win, I would love those sweet tears.
49ers Super Bowl winner. Winner. The world will be shocked, just like how my dog just took three Grammys home. Killer Mike, shout out to the A-Town legend.
Hey.
They're going to be just as shocked. Just like I told y'all, Michael was that jam. I hate to add the 49ers into that, but they're going to shock y'all.
Hey, I thought you were talking Victoria Monet, but you said Killer Mike, and I said, oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, man. What, they show, like, two different types of Grammys? Why can't I find that nowhere?
Because it was not the televised.
That's so weak.
Yeah, because it's rap, bro.
That's still weak, bro. Like, we can't even find that. What you finding on Paramount?
I only saw it on Twitter.
That's it? Literally?
I never saw it on TV. So, like, yeah, I don't know where people saw it to even record it to put on Twitter.
Hey, man. Hey. Shout out to the big dog, man.
Shout out
to the A-Town history, for real.
Hey, it's new black history. Getting started with Raheem, baby. Let's wrap it up.
Yes, sir. The girl. In the world. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another excellent episode of King's Landing. Thank you, brother, for joining me. Follow my co-host, Jared King, at @_TheKing_@X, and follow your boy, Brian King, on all social media platforms @KingHead57. Holla.
Eat out.